98 FM's Now That's What I Call Sport podcast.
League of Ireland on 98 FM.
Yeah, now the FAI Cup takes centre stage this weekend, the extra.ie FAI Cup, and what a thriller at Dalyman Park on Friday. Bohemians were 2-0 down to Shelburne with 8 minutes left. Ciarán Kilduff and Shane Farrell got the goals, but Jazz Cabbie was sent off for time wasting very harshly, and Bow scored 3 in the last 8 minutes, one from Keith Buckley and 2 from Danny Mandreou. Means Bow's win 3-2, and their manager Keith Long has been speaking to the Bow's Facebook page.
I'm not sure. Delighted obviously to go through, delighted to drag ourselves from the abyss, really, 2-0 down. You know, I don't know what was left in the game, but there was very little time, and we got 3 goals. You know, 2 really poor goals to concede. Shelburne contained, they countered. That was their game plan. They got bodies behind the ball. We found it hard to break teams down. We found it hard to create chances. I thought tonight we did create some plenty of chances. And another night, maybe Danny Grant gets a couple of goals. Yeah, we're pleased to be in the next round.
Shelburne head coach Ian Morris, who was a Bows player up until the end of last season and actually played for Bows up to the FAI Cup semi-final last year. Well, he was devastated chatting to the Shell's Twitter page.
Devastated to lose in that manner. Big change of point in the game was the sending off. Baffling. But look, I thought we were a better team. Frustrated them. Game plan was excellent. And it told in spades, gone 2-0 up. I thought we were comfortable. The lads done the club proud tonight, every single one of them, fantastic. The fans as well tonight, unbelievable, didn't stop for the whole game. Bit of one to take, but look, we play again like that for the next 4 games, we'll take some beating.
Yeah, Shell's top of the first division, a couple of points clear with 4 games left, so a big few weeks ahead for them. Now, Shamrock Rovers also into the next round. They exited from the Europa League last week and they returned to domestic action with a 1-0 victory over Finn Harps at Tallaght Stadium. Dan Carr got the winner and did his customary backflip straight afterwards, and the head coach Stephen Bradley spoke to the Shamrock Rovers SoundCloud.
We had chances early on, maybe to go 2 or 3 ahead, and we didn't. And when you don't take your chances like that, they're always obviously my chance of getting something, but I felt we were really comfortable in the game without being good. I felt we were comfortable.
After the heroics of our European campaign, what was it like to come back to domestic action? Was it the game that the players were up for?
Yeah, I think you could see that with the flat crowd, and I think the tempo of the game was slow, and the important thing is we're into the next round, which we obviously weren't this time last year, but we are.
Great to see Graham Burke back at the club.
Yeah, it's great to get Graham back on the pitch. Again, he looked a little bit rusty tonight in patches, but at times you could see his class and his quality, and he'll only get fitter and stronger as the season goes.
You can obviously play in a number of positions, including in a forward role like tonight.
Yeah, he did it well. In the first half, he did it well. At times, we just fell down, and at half time it was Ireland. It was made for Ireland in the second half because they'd have to push a bit higher. But Graham did well up front.
How much does this group want to win a trophy this season?
Yeah, it's important. If you have a chance of winning something, you push as hard as you can. And obviously this cup gives us a chance to do that, so we'll push as hard as we can.
Now, St Pat's were 1-0 down to Bray Wanderers after Dean Williams, who's actually a Pats fan, who's with Shamrock Rovers on loan with Bray, if that makes sense, scored the goal. But Dave Webster and sub Glenn McCauley, who was on the show with us last weekend, got the goals to send the Saints into round 2. And their manager, Harry Kenny, was a happy man chatting to St Pat's TV.
Glad to get through. Delighted to be in the half for Monday. I thought we played quite well. We gave up a couple of chances in the second half where they could have went 2-1 ahead on the break. But overall, I have to be pleased with the performance, and the passing levels were very good tonight, and we created a number of chances which we didn't take, but glad to get through into the next round. Hopefully we'll have a good finish to the season and complete our objectives of getting into Europe. This is certainly a route through the Cup of getting into Europe, and we still won't give up hope getting it through the league.
Now, the shock of Cabinteely beating Cork City was on the cards in Stradbroke. It was 1-1 after 90 minutes, so went to extra time. Rob Manley, the top scorer in the First Division, scored to put Cabo 2-1 up, but Ronan Hurley got an equaliser literally with the last kick of the game in extra time, and Cork won 5-4 on penalties, and Cabo boss Pat Devlin gave his views to their Twitter page.
Well, I'm around a long time, and that's probably the biggest disappointment ever, because we had the game over. And unfortunately, human error, someone makes a mistake and they get back 2-0, we lose on penalties. But great performance from the lads, I was thrilled with them. We started out very, very poorly, and we got back into the game. I thought we dominated, and even when we went 2-1 up with a great goal from Rob Manley, I thought we could have went on and got a third one. But unfortunately, as I said to him before the game, it's called luck, and if the luck is not with you in the cup day, it goes against you. And Cork got the bit of luck that they, you know, probably deserved in the end, because that's where you have to take it. And we made a mistake and they capitalised on it, and that's it. The best of luck in the next round.
Yeah, now I love the first round of the FA Cup, because you have Premier against Premier, maybe Premier v First Division or non-league teams involved as well, and lots of other games, Nathan, on Friday and Saturday.
Yes, there was indeed. Cove Wanderers lost 1-0 to Limerick on Friday. Derry City beat Wexford 1-0 at the Roy McBride Brandywell. Drogheda ran out 2-1 winners over Avondale United, while Glebe North were hammered 8-0 by Sligo Rovers. Saturday saw Glengarry United overcome St Michael's 9-8 on penalties after the game finished 0-0. Crumlin United beat Malahide United 3-1, while Dundalk ran out 1-0 winners over Cove Ramblers. While Longford and Athlone's clash was postponed due to a waterlogged pitch, which is yet to be confirmed when that game is to be played. There are four fixtures on today. Lucan United play Leicester at Selbridge Football Park at 11 a.m. Collinstown take on Galway United at Home Farm Football Club, Football Club in Whitehall at 2 p.m. Meanwhile, Waterford travel to play Maynooth University Town at 3 p.m. in Rathcoffey Road. UCD also welcome Letterkenny Rovers to the UCD Bowl at 2 p.m.
Yeah, UCD, the last Dublin club from the League of Ireland in action in the FAI Cup today. It's at the Bowl at 2 o'clock. Now, their form has been up and down in recent weeks. The new signings, though, have settled in quite well, and of course they made it to the FAI Cup semi-finals last year. So what does midfielder Paul Doyle expect from the game?
We're obviously really looking forward to the game. It's great to get the cup back again. We're under no illusions really that it's going to be an easy game or anything. It's a cup game, cup tie. They're one-off fixtures, you know, and anything can happen in them games, as like we found out last year when we went out to play CIE Ranch, and I think it was the second round, and they went 2-0 up early on us, and it took a big fight to get back and get ourselves back in the game and get through an extra time. So listen, we're under no illusions that it's going to be an easy game. It's going to be a tough battle, and yeah, we're all looking forward to getting going in the cup again. It's a great competition. We had great success in it last year, and hopefully we can do something similar again this year. It's something to get everybody excited. It's a distraction from the league, and just on the new boys coming in, they've obviously hit the ground running. You know, Sam Byrne scored last week, and Liam Kerrigan the week before. Jack Keeney's been excellent since he came in as well, so they've all fitted in really well, and we're just hoping now that we can get a positive result tomorrow and get ourselves in the next round, you know.
League of Ireland on 98FM, the best place on the radio for the SSE Airtricity League. 98FM, now that's what I call sport.
Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.